The Science Show on RN, where we must now reach for something tangible, something real. So how about the elephant in the laboratory? The Pope in the Vatican? The condom in the campus? Well, we had Professor Marilyn Renfrey with us a couple of weeks ago talking about marsupials, our native mammals, and how they reproduce. This time she's here to remember her late husband, who stars on The Science Show next week.
Roger Short is one of the people we miss most, and I had a top 100 Australian scientists, and you're both, you and your husband, your late husband, Roger, both are on that list, of course. And it's quite remarkable that he is still so significant in terms of his approach to life, with humour and risk behaviour of a sensible sort, not the outrageous sort, as far as we're concerned, that we're going to celebrate his life next week on The Science Show. And obviously you still miss him as well.
We miss him enormously. Roger was a most amazing person. He had a unique way of looking at everything. And he could talk to a student from anywhere in the world who would be telling him about their experiments. And he'd say, oh, why don't you try such and such? And they were always brilliant ideas because he had this ability to think outside the box. And it's what made him such an outstanding scientist. Long before we got married, he was one of my scientific heroes. And if you told me later, years later, that I was going to marry him, I would have said, don't talk such nonsense. But he was a wonderful person. Our two girls miss him enormously. And his innovation and ability to come up with great ideas, and I mentioned melatonin earlier, and it was from his work on the red deer, using melatonin in the red deer, and then subsequently our work on the Tama wallaby using melatonin to reactivate those blastocysts, that Roger thought, maybe this will control the sleep cycle or the day-night cycle that we have when you are jet-lagged. And so he developed over a period of time a use patent for jet lag, which he got, and unfortunately we didn't ever make any money out of it because the drugstores in America broke the patent. So you can buy it still in America in any drugstore. You can't buy it in Australia, it's crazy. But it's now used by Antarctic workers, by astronauts, by shift workers, and by everybody, including me and family, on jet lag.
I buy it every year when I go to America, as you say, from the drugstore or the supermarket, and it's so cheap. Where does the melatonin in their often sweetened little pills come from?
Oh, I don't know.
I've often wondered, if it's a hormone and it's got some sort of biological origin, I'd imagine all sorts of creatures somewhere in a field being milked.
No, I think it's synthetic. It's a very small molecule. It's an indolamine, so it's pretty small. To be honest, I've never thought to ask that question, Robin. But I think it's synthetic.
Back to Roger. Now, his humour, as we'll find out in the programme next week, especially when talking about the Pope, but we'll come to that. Could you get away with it? And I often think that Monty Python wouldn't get off the ground these days because, you know, there are many of them dressed as women and screeched a lot and did all sorts of naughty things. But Roger's humour, which was gentle, it wasn't cruel. It was meant to unite, not to separate. But would he still, perhaps on campus, be welcomed?
Oh, I think so. He was the most popular lecturer. All the students just loved him. And basically he was very cheeky. He was a very cheeky person. And he used to play tricks on the family all the time. And sometimes the birthday presents he'd give the girls were really quite remarkable. They'd be like a length of string or a fishing hook or something or other. That was not their definitive present, of course. But he had this ability to make up, to tap into our innate sense of humour. And I think he would have still got away with it these days.
I'm reminded, actually, to challenge that. There's a book he wrote about sex, ever since Adam and Eve, and he had a wonderful launch with Adams and Eves all over the place dressed up. But you open the book, and there is a person from Africa, male, and his willy was so long, he had it tied in a knot. Was that for real?
That's for real. In that particular group of people, they tie weights on their penises as they're growing up, and they become very, very long, and long enough they become a bit of an encumbrance. So for normal daily life, they tie a knot in it.
Well, I should imagine that if they were rather excited in the normal way, there'd be so much. There was Tony Hancock talking about giving blood, and he said, that's an armful. Surely you'd pass out if you had all that going to your nether region.
That was one bit that Roger did not get to the bottom of.
So to speak.
So to speak. I have always wondered.
And so when he died, the response around the nation was really profound, people who knew him. And what would you say his great heritage would be, both as a biologist and as a human being?
As a biologist, he alerted people to a different way of thinking. And we are celebrating that. After he died, I managed to persuade the three reproduction societies of the world, the UK Society for the Study of Fertility, the American Society for the Study of Reproduction, and the Australian Society for Reproductive Biology, to create a medal in his honour for a young, youngish person who's doing innovative things that are a little bit outside of the box. And we're now into the third year of that medal presentation. And the two previous winners have been amazing young scientists, both women, I should say. And I'm hoping that that will help provide his memory in perpetuity.
And when it comes to the humour, when I crack any jokes that are sort of a very, very, very diluted Roger Short, they call me Benny Hill.
No, I don't. He wasn't a Benny Hill. You listen to...
Neither am I.
Neither are you, Robin. Listen to the program next week and you will hear some good examples of Roger's humour, including his, again, lateral thinking to create some T-shirts with little mottos on them that were a source of great amusement to the medical students.
Yes, my final thought on him is, in fact, another picture which you both gave me, and it's painted green, and it's of an elephant. He talks about the study of elephants and how he loved these creatures, working out how they did so many amazing things.
He did. Elephants are incredible. And together we did, with our colleague Thomas Hildebrand from Berlin, we did the first and still only description of the first trimester of the elephant embryo's growth and development.
Do the babies really suck their trunks?
I've seen footage of elephants sucking their trunks, yes. But I don't know if it's an alternative to sucking their thumbs, of course, which they don't have.
No, they certainly don't. Just look. Marilyn Renfrey is a professor at the University of Melbourne, where Roger Short also was a professor. Both fellows of the Royal Society of London and of the Australian Academy. Hear him on his life, including with John le Carré, in next week's Science Show.